The Independent Contractors and Businesses Association, or ICBA, is the country's largest construction association. Today announced the appointment of Jock Finlayson as its inaugural chief economist. Now, if you probably don't know many economists, but if there's one economist known certainly to the business community in British Columbia, it would be Jock Finlayson. He previously served as Executive Vice President and Chief Policy Officer at the Business Council of British Columbia, and he's directed the council's work on economics and fiscal, tax, and environmental policy as well, and certainly has provided lots of advice to many former premiers and cabinet ministers as well. And I thought it was a good opportunity for us to catch up with him and get a sense of where he thinks the BC and Canadian economy are going. Jock, thank you for joining us today.
Thanks for the opportunity, Jazz.
As ICBA's new chief economist, one of your jobs, of course, is going to be looking at the broad economy across British Columbia, across Canada as well. Let's start a little bit here in this province. What are you seeing? What concerns you in regards to British Columbia's economy in the tail end of 2023?
Yeah, no, it's a great, great question. And, you know, construction really depends on the health of the larger economy. It's what economists call sort of derived demand. So it depends on, you know, our businesses in the province spending to grow and build things, our households, you know, trading up on the real estate market. Is there lots of home building and activity like that, engineering infrastructure and public sector capital spending. So all of that really matters. And I would say BC is slowing in line with the country. The effects of dramatic interest rate increases that started in the spring of 2022 and have continued all the way through up until the fall of this year, those effects are beginning to bite. The cost of money has gone up considerably. The cost of capital has gone up. So that's really weighing on many industries, including construction. We've also got rising, you know, sort of government-imposed costs, both taxes and regulatory burdens that are an additional headwind for companies in a lot of industries in BC, including construction. So there's lots of challenges out there. I think over the medium term, the outlook is reasonably good, but for now we're in a bit of a crunch. That's for sure.
Now, one of the things you've pointed out is that you've seen a significant growth of public sector employment over private sector employment. Is that still the challenge before us now?
Yeah, it's a surprise when we look at the data just how dramatic the disparity is between job growth in the broadly defined public sector and job growth in the public sector. And here I'm talking about payroll jobs, not self-employment. And in BC, we've actually been losing private sector payroll jobs over the past 12 months or so, even as the public sector has continued to expand, you know, sort of by 4 and 5% a year in terms of payroll. And if you look a little, you know, back further in time, what's even more surprising to me anyway is that the number of private sector payroll jobs in the province has really not increased since 2019. So we've gone through, you know, the better part of half a decade with essentially a flatlining of overall private sector job growth. The picture is different from, you know, industry to industry. That tells me we've got some problems in the business environment here. I think we've got governments in Ottawa and Victoria that view the economy through a lens where the public sector is driving everything rather than entrepreneurs and capital markets and and companies and innovators out in the private sector. So I think we're kind of out of balance, out of kilter on the way a lot of our decision makers look at the economy. And if I was in government, I'd be quite alarmed at the lack of job growth in the private sector. We've had this narrative that the, you know, labor market has supposedly been booming in BC, but a lot of that was just the rebound, frankly, from the COVID restrictions.
Mm-hmm.
And if you look sort of deeper into the data in the broad private sector, there hasn't been any kind of a rebound. Looking across, you know, all the different industries that make up the private sector in aggregate. So, and that's different than the rest of the country. Other provinces, everybody has seen the public sector expand, but other provinces have done better than BC in growing private sector payroll jobs. So we do stand out as a weak performer there.
How long can we sustain this then, I guess? Is there fiscal reckoning coming in your mind? You can't just have public sector job growth and private sector remain weak. I mean, there is a fiscal reckoning coming then, is there not?
Oh, well, if this were to continue kind of indefinitely, it obviously isn't sustainable. At the end of the day, the tax base, which is where most, the revenues come from to pay for all the public programs and services and people working in the public sector, ultimately the tax base depends critically on the size and the vibrancy of the private sector economy. And so we're not on a sustainable trajectory, that's for sure, mm-hmm. which is why I think it's important that policymakers acknowledge that we've had a very lopsided economic rebound from the COVID shock of 2020 and 21, and we need to be looking at kind of changes in policy that will create a more attractive environment for the private sector to expand rather than just growing government, which is kind of what we're doing right now.
Well, Jock, congratulations on your new position as the ICBA's chief economist. You've done a tremendous amount of work over the many, many years at the Business Council of British Columbia, well known, of course, in business circles and among elected officials as well, in regards to the great work that you do. Congratulations to you once again, and thank you for your time today.
Yeah, good. I'm sure we'll be talking to you again. Take care.
Canada may be known for its landscapes and friendly people, but beneath the surface lies a darker side of crime, history, and the paranormal. Since 2017, the award-winning Dark Poutine podcast has explored the shadowy corners of the Great White North and beyond, delivering chilling tales from a uniquely Canadian perspective. Hosted by Mike Brown and Matthew Stockton, with over 300 episodes and fresh releases every Monday, Dark Poutine is your weekly ticket to the creepier side of Canada. Listen to Dark Poutine on Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, or wherever you get your podcasts.